Hello, ladies. I accidentally put two instead of one, but this is part two. So, in your case, like I said before, those people who have this hatred or dislike of you, it's because they don't get to do what you guys do. They're mad because you're making all the money or you're getting paid a lot. And as you have said in many other episodes, you guys don't get paid a lot. You know, it depends on, you know, what happens that night. It might be a good night one night. It might be a bad night the other night. But yeah, and I do have a question for you. Recently, one of my friends tried to get me to come with him to some PUA event. Of course, I denied him because I was busy and I don't like to go to those events. So have you ever had a guy who tried to like use some cheesy line to pick you up or try to get you on a date? Let me know about that. But thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you guys later. All right, bye-bye.
Oh, it paused.
Is this recording?
Yes, it is.
Looks like it is now.
Okay.
Hi, y'all.
So Hi. Now we're actually going to answer the question about pickup artists. We tried to do it yesterday, but I fucked up. And
we got deleted.
Because I'm stupid. But anyway, here we are again. Rocket's
with
here.
Rocket.
Yay.
I get to be part of the
pickup artist rant.
Dun,
hey,
dun, dun.
Well, you guys should probably go first since you had
No, you go. Go ahead.
No, I don't want to. What if I said the opposite thing of you?
Doesn't matter.
Then it'll make it more interesting.
Okay. I just think that, like, okay, it's good to be confident and have techniques to, like, be comfortable talking to women.
Oh, I remember what we said.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah,
it is good, but it's like, from what I've known of pickup artists, they just pretend to be, like, this one guy on the planet. And the one guy is, like, they all pretend to be the one guy. This is, like, what my friend told me. And I kind of, like, am on the same page. Like, yeah, so, like, at the end of the freaking day, that's not really, I don't know. It's not real. It's not real. And I just feel like it's just so much cooler if your relationships are, like, genuine. Unless you're, like, a stripper trying to make money or something. I don't
know. But, I mean, that's still a genuine interaction. You're not lying about being a stripper trying to make money.
Yeah.
Right? You're like, I will give you my attention for money because of that job.
The premise
right?
of coming into a store.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much, like, exactly what we were saying, too. Like, I just feel the same way. I think that a lot of men could benefit from learning how to approach women, but that's not what pickup artistry is about. It's more about, like, for me, okay, I read The Game, that Neil Strauss book, like, ages ago, and all of their techniques are just prey on what they assume to be women's insecurities, like things like, oh, use your body language to block her out of the conversation and shit like that, or, like, use a neg, which is a comment that is neither positive or nor negative that forces her to sort of, I don't know, question her self-worth or something like that. Like, just stupid shit like that. Things that I really don't think that girls here at least would fall for.
No.
You know, like, I actually don't know very many girls at all who would care about that.
I think if anyone acts that way towards us, our immediate,
like,
response is to walk away.
Well, bye.
Like,
yeah,
have a good night, bye.
Just, see ya.
Yeah. There's just no way that you can, no.
It's just, yeah.
I don't appreciate that kind of mentality.
It's just funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys have any experiences with?
Yeah, I used to date this pickup artist guy. And sometimes some of the stuff he'd use would work on me, and sometimes some of the stuff he used would just go over my head because I was, like, a really nice, unassuming person. So one time he was like, I like your black nail polish, very 2007.
Yeah, that's a neg.
And he was trying to neg me, but I was just like, oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. I don't know. I just was like,
and I think that was probably, like, straight out of the book or something. I think I've.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just. He later explained to me. This was, like, we were, like, 18 at the time. So, I mean, give us a break. I don't know if he's a better person now, but I don't know. But, Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I remember what I was gonna say. Okay. In Vancouver, there are groups of pickup artists, but they're so bad. They're so awful. They're like, okay, it's, for me, it's like step one. Can you be comfortable with yourself in public? And from the guys who've approached me, it's no. No, they cannot.
Right. It's just so uncomfortable because one of the guys, so I was walking somewhere downtown and this guy tried to talk to me, and the only reason I acknowledged him was because he looked like he was lost. Like, he just looked afraid and scared, and it was, I just felt like, you know, I had sort of this societal duty to pay attention to him, because if I didn't, he would be like, I don't know, eaten by the birds or like carried away by seagulls or fall down the drain pipe or something, because he was so meek, right? And then when I was like, yeah, what do you want? He was like, oh, you're really pretty. And then I was like, okay, thanks, bye. And then he tried to like, he tried to say something to me. It wasn't even a neg, it was just a poor attempt. But I just wanted to be like, yo, who is teaching you? Who is your leader? Because he fucking sucks. Your leader? And then another time I was in Safeway and this guy straight up tried to neg me, but it was so bad. He chose the racial route. He said something about ethnicity. And then I was like, oh, that's an interesting comment. And then, this is hilarious, then he says verbatim, he's like, well, you know, I'm not saying it's a good or a bad thing, it's just a comment. And I was like, buddy, I fucking read the game, and giving a neg, you're not supposed to give out the definition of a fucking neg, you idiot. Anyway, but it was just also like a very, very awkward conversation, and he just was not comfortable with being a human in public. So, I mean, right from there, step one, you've already failed.
Yeah.
You know, whether your goal is to pick up girls and sleep with them or fuck with them or have a relationship or take them out on a date, like, whatever your goal is, if you cannot be a normal fucking person in public, you've already failed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of funny.
True. Yeah, I just think there's healthier fucking ways to go about your life.
Yeah, I agree. There's better approaches that will give you a higher chance of success.
I think that some people, I shouldn't say people, maybe people, I don't know. But some men actually believe the whole, like, nice guys finish last thing. And I think that that's where a lot of that stems from. Oh,
like,
from.
Assholes finish first.
Yeah, assholes and, finish first. Like I read that book, too. That was a good book.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, to be honest, like, that's, for me, that's garbage. Like, I do not believe that. Like, somebody's an asshole to me. Or like you were saying, the body language thing. Somebody does something like that to me, I am going to walk away.
You know? I think it attracts a certain type of person.
Yeah, and is that the kind of person you want to be with? Like, think about what you're doing.
It's just a certain type of interaction that you're gonna end up in. You know?
And for the girl and the guy, I think they both need to realize you're attracting with that kind of an attitude, and it's not good.
Black magic. We got a black magic woman. I don't know, I just feel like it's like...
I'm like, what?
I feel like it's like kind of dark.
Dark.
I just feel like it's really funny.
It's random.
I feel like...
I can't believe that people still, like, think that that's a whatever.
It's just so 2000.
So 2005. I don't know. I'm just, like... I don't know. I feel like a younger me definitely fell for a lot of those things. And I feel like it took me growing up and being secure...
To not
do that. And now I have different priorities because, like, yeah, you know, guys have, like, done this and that and, like, fooled me with their trickery and stuff. But now that I'm, like, kind of more experienced, I just know how to kind of spot people who are, like, people who are trying to take advantage of you, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people when I was younger, like, really took advantage of me, like, emotionally.
There.
Yeah. And now, since I've been through that, I feel like the things that are attracted to me are, like, stability and, like, fucking having a life and not, like, weird accessories and shit. Like,
yeah.
You don't need to, like, I don't know. I appreciate it more when a guy just would give me, like, a genuine compliment. Mm-hmm. Not, like, a...
Something to try and pick you up.
Yeah. Compliments up at me for money or whatever. I really appreciate when someone's like gives me actual honest compliment.
Yeah.
I think that's because I'm older. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say this whole time.
Honesty's underrated.
Well, you can't play this song for her. This is your song for me. Just kidding. I just really like this song.
So is that all we have to really say?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I want to say, be yourself.
Be yourself.
Be the best version of yourself. It's better than being one guy for fucking Yeah, don't be the asshole.
Or be an asshole, and then
if that's who you are,
but
yeah,
be an asshole, but don't be disappointed when you attract a certain type of person or end up in certain situations.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's really like you create your own future that way.
Yeah, you're preying on the weak.
Yeah,
don't be surprised when that girl's calling you 400 fucking times a day and standing outside your door. You fucking tool. Yeah, excuse my language, but you know,
who created this situation for who?
Yeah,
he dug this hole himself and jumped right in. Yeah, you know? So
exactly.
I mean, go ahead, be an asshole, but don't be disappointed when all the hot, confident girls just laugh at you in front of your face.
Yeah.
And then ask you for money because they took the time to acknowledge your existence.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
What's up?
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.